In the 4th century, a smaller bathhouse stood in the area along the southern wall of the ramparts. In the Roman Empire, baths were an integral part of towns and large rural estates. The only bathhouse discovered within the Castra fort so far is a smaller one, which was most likely intended for private use or for a smaller number of users. It was probably built soon after the ramparts had been erected, around 300 AD. At first, it was an integral part of a residential building. When the building and thermae burned down, only the thermae were rebuilt and a room was annexed to them, serving as a boiler room for heating the water in rooms. Restoration began again at the end of the 4th century or in the beginning of the 5th century. The renovation encompassed only the former frigidarium, but the work was never completed. The exhibition displays a model of the bathhouse, ground plan. It had all of the basic bathing rooms, an apoditerium, or a room for undressing, a latrina, or water closet, a caldarium, which was an overheated room for the hot baths, a tepidarium, which was a large heated room, and a frigidarium, or room with a cold bath. Bathers would take off their clothes in the first room, bathe and wash up in the overheated caldarium, go to the tepidarium to cool down, and then bathe in cold water in the frigidarium. In the frigidarium or caldarium, baths were installed in semicircular niches. Today, the remains of the building's stone foundations can be seen at the marketplace. Select objects, which have been discovered in the remains of the building, are displayed in the showcase next to the model.